Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold podcast. Chris and Alan will be sharing unique and raw insight on what it takes to succeed. Both hosts are authors and businessmen and have been mentoring and consulting for their clients for over 50 years with their combined knowledge. So, without further ado, we have an exciting show for you today. Let's get started.
Hi, it's Christopher Cumby with Think Bold, Be Bold, and my awesome co-host, Alan Witch. Alan, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Chris. Great day, great Friday. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm having a fantastic Friday. It's been a crazy week, though, hence a little bit delayed on our normal process, but we do have some new announcements, and I think the process was going to change anyway. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about getting through that today, and we'll certainly get into that in a moment. But I'm having a great day. You know, it's beautiful down around the beach. It's sunny, and it just continues to get warmer. And that's what, you know, I really get fired up about, Alan. I'm not a cold freak. I'm more of a warm freak. So anytime I can have nice weather that promotes me feeling good, you know, I'm a very happy guy.
Nothing like a good dose of vitamin D as well.
You got it. Sunshine, baby.
Absolutely.
Listen, Alan, we've got some crazy things happening outside of our personal life. And I know you've been going through a few things just on a personal note. But, you know, the good thing is that, you know, we're all going to have that type of stuff show up. And, you know, sometimes it's going to set us back a little bit. But I think when we do get set back, it's a chance to rethink. And, you know, start looking at, okay, this change is necessary because if we do create everything in our world and it comes from our thoughts, not actions, and we'll clarify some of that as we move on. I think, you know, we look at what's happening and we create a reality. So what are some of the questions we can ask in those situations so that we can hone further in on what's important to us? And today, we were able to do that because you've gone through something this week. I went through a move into my new beach house and you know, it just rocked everything. You know, you always think you're going to be somewhere, but, you know, I've learned a long time ago that you add 50% time to everything and then you won't be disappointed. you'll be on track every time. So that's just my experience. But listen, we've grown in popularity. Things are getting really exciting, and we've got some things that we're working on in mid-March, I guess, and I'm coming up to Portland. We're going to have some great chats about some of the new stuff that we've got rolling out and getting closer and closer to helping the rising billions that we always talk about. So that's really exciting, but we'll come back again to that. So we've got a couple, two things. You keeping track here? Two things we have to come back to. But let's talk about our guests that are coming up, because what we decided is through popularity and the amount of shows we've been doing, we're actually going to increase the flow out to everybody so they can consistently get new information, continue to learn. And just a reminder, everybody, bring your journal and your pen, because this place is going to get hot. And I think the amount of content that's coming, Alan, is just incredible. Incredible. It already is amazing. It's just getting more incredible as we move along. So what do you think? What's going on? What's going on in your head?
I think there's a time in your life when you just need to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I agree. Sometimes we just need peanut butter and jelly.
Sometimes we just need peanut butter and jelly. No, we're very fortunate that our growth has come from, well, it's come from inside, obviously, you and I, and our experiences with the folks that have been on our show and our journey along the way as we're growing individually and growing what we're doing here in our reach and our mission and purpose and the people that we're affecting. But we're also growing out of the need and request from our listener base, which is very honorable. And a grateful position to be from, or to be in, to come from, however that's appropriately coined. And that is, it's a responsibility as well. And we want to make sure that we fulfill that and fulfill it above expectation, which is sometimes increasing of content or increasing of reach and connection. And that's what we're doing. That's part of the new phase that we're headed into, is people want more of what we're talking about. They want more of the content and the topics and the results and the track, the historical means that people have come through in their business and their life, and they want more of that. They're craving more of that. And that's not from, you and me, that's from our listener base. And to honor that, we are indeed going to be increasing the number of shows that are being produced on a weekly basis, quadruple that. We're going to end up going to four a week instead of just one a week in addition to ours.
Right.
And we, knock on wood, we have that lined up, in our, in the queue already, and at least for a while. And that's exciting. I'm anxious to see what our audience thinks of the new format and the, like you said, the volume of content. And I, would really suggest, buying another journal for everybody, because you're going to need it. If you're a note taker, if you do, in fact, digest the information, which we know a lot of you do, a lot of it's coming, and it's coming in a short period of time, and you're not going to have to wait around for it. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the vastness of information as well.
I agree. And again, this show, we're going to introduce the guests that are coming up. We've got four shows being launched over the next couple of days, and we'll definitely have them rolling out in addition to today's show. So, we're going to kick it off strong, and we're going to continue that pace. And I believe, based on that, Alan, you and I have learned that when we build things, the people and places, circumstances, events show up.
Yeah.
And it just continues to get really, really exciting. And that's what drives, the things we work on. But let's get into, the show that's coming up after this one, and then obviously subsequent to that show and that show and that show right after, going through this weekend. Since this is a Friday and we typically launch in the middle of the week, this has changed a little bit of our sequence, but we'll be back on track. And I truly believe we'll probably end up hitting, 7 days a week at some point.
I would agree, yeah.
We'll be farming that out from a perspective of
service providers and so forth.
Yeah, and really getting the editing piece down, because we're going to be quite busy. But we'll do what we can do up until that time. And I think that's a key learning for everybody listening today, is that just walk as far as you can see, and you'll see a little further. And I'm truly, we're truly, as the venture has continued, evidence of that being real and something that works, because you just don't know until you actually know. And when you learn things along the way, that's exactly when you'll start to see further things, or new ideas, epiphanies, cognition, whatever you want to call it, will start to, resonate with you. And I truly believe that is an opportunity that comes from your vibration and your frequency. I do believe that when, you're on the right track, you tend to rise that vibration. And like anything, when you rise, you can see more, and you can then, just sort of attract all the other things that, you weren't able to see when you're underneath, or at ground level, if you want to call it. So,
yeah. But before we go, I want to hang on that thought for just a second before we move on to who we're going to be talking about today. You and I have a unique pleasure, workload too, but a unique pleasure in that obviously there's two of us on this show.
Yes.
And the dynamic and the energy and the content and the reach and the exposure and the understanding, the umbrella concept, if you will, for a show like this is extremely enhanced when you have two people. And I'm not telling anybody to run out and find somebody to go have a podcast with. I'm just saying that when you resonate with somebody and you have somebody in your life that you are working with, maybe it's not business related, maybe it's all personal related, whatever your mission and statement is, if you have somebody else you can resonate with on that level, then the vibration and the harmony just accentuates. So don't be afraid, when you're out there, listener, audience base, that there is opportunity when there is two people. So just be thinking about that.
For sure.
And the dynamics that can come from that. It's workload. It's all those things. A lot of things have to be aligned for that to be the case. But there's some great, fantastic things that come from that effort.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, and it's a good point. Harmonized with a common goal, and you know, continue to take you know, that vision a little further. Two minds are better than one. And that is a true statement. I mean, that's science behind that and all of those things. But let's get into the shows because, you know, we try to keep our show really tight. Obviously, we'll probably go a little longer in some cases just because we now have three or four shows to introduce as we go along. We don't want to miss anything, and we want to give everybody an opportunity to understand what those shows look like and their subsequent numbers coming up so they can write that down and know which show when they come to iTunes to pick from based on, you know, maybe juggling around and seeing and not having to go in sequential order, let's say.
Right.
Even though all the shows are amazing, I think this is now giving you an opportunity to number them out and people can, you know, look at which show they'd like to listen to first. If something really you know, popped out at, you know, from our show. And speaking of pop
nice segue.
Right. So yeah. Barry Lobb. What a, you know, what a big heart for one. I love this guy. And, you know, well, we talked about Eulogy, so I'm going to bring it up. And you know, he talked about the fact that he has this vision of when he's going to be gone and what people would say. And I love it because he's really making a difference in people's lives, and that's his goal. And unbelievable what he's come up with in terms of changing a paradigm about what, you know, this pop acronym, because that's what it is. He trademarked it, which is really cool. And purpose, objective, and plan. And he talks about some really cool things in this show, particularly about helping people identify that so that they can create, again, what he talks about, objective drives the purpose in life. And it's a really creative way to look at things that a lot of other coaches do the opposite. You know, they talk about purpose and all those things up front. So it's a great perspective, and I love it because, you know, either way, whatever one you prescribe to, you're going to benefit from. But
exactly.
I love what Barry does.
Yeah, he doesn't necessarily shake it up. He just takes the ingredients and rearranges them a little bit. And, you know, when he was first talking about it, I was going, God, is it backwards, or is it, you know, my constrained way of thinking when it comes to that? And, you know, I had to open up my mind a little bit and be a little bit more, you know, open to new things. And
teachable.
I got to, yeah, really teachable and listen to what he was saying. And it makes total sense. So I kind of like the hybrid, if you will. I'll come up with the third way. It's kind of a hybrid of the two. Barry does a great job talking about how to focus that into you know, a progressive mission, and he does a great job. So I really encourage people to really listen.
So much experience. He's got a big heart, and he's a great coach. There's no doubt about it.
Very much so.
Definitely look forward to Barry's show that's coming up. And remind me, because I know it hasn't been too long, but what number is Barry? What's his show?
Barry's number is number 26.
26. So show number 26. I guess this one is obviously 25. So
right, exactly.
26, so Barry Lobb. Look out for that. Purpose, objective, plan. And pop, and really cool stuff. You're really going to get a lot. So bring your journal and your pen. Let's continue on because, again, just keeping an eye on things from a timing perspective. But we have a really awesome... Now, this is really exciting. You know, looking at what we had as an opportunity to interview an amazing lady, made us laugh a lot.
She did.
And she's on a 30-city tour as we were speaking. It was just crazy that she took some time out. But she does truly believe in helping others. She truly knows where she comes from, and she's never let go of that. And it really showed in this show, taking an opportunity with Alan and I to understand what our mission is, which we'll talk about after, Alan.
I did a little bit. Mm-hmm.
And she understood that she wants to help people like ourselves as we do with others and why we're doing this. But it was just unbelievable. I'll give you the unique pleasure to talk about who we're talking about.
Yeah, great lady. And like I said, she's on a 30-city tour, which yeah. I
busy. Is anybody busy? You know, think
she's
about
busy.
It.
Flying around. Been married, 30 what, 35, 36 years?
Yeah,
and she doesn't look. She doesn't look a day over 40. So she must have started when she was like 5, which is really interesting. But no, she's great. I mean, she's got a book, Succeeding Through Doubt, Fear, and Crisis. And who can't relate to that? I think everybody can relate to that. And it's not a negative. It sounds like a negative title, but it's not. It has to do with just life objectives and things that pop up. And there's more things that pop up that are maybe considered barriers or negatives than things that are positive, but that's what we learn from the most. And it's okay to grow through those. It's okay to have those things. But Sandra Yancey, the E-Woman's Network, probably the largest woman's network on the face of the planet.
It is.
And not probably, she's an amazing lady, and talk about a ball of energy that comes from within. She's very fluent and very well collected. And it was a joy to chat with her. And her perspectives are amazing. I do want to read, and this is probably towards the end, but I got a star on it in my book because we take a lot of notes. We asked her what the bold move was.
Yes.
And she gave us a lot of the answer she gave was great. I'm just going to highlight four things she talked about.
Sure.
She said, work on your mindset, keep inventory of your tribe, give without remembering, and take without forgetting.
It's amazing.
I mean, she's thinking about the core values on everything she does, and she's in an environment that is probably, much more broader than probably most people listening in the audience, and she never forgets the small things. Now, they're big things when you look at them. The four things that I just mentioned that she said are very large things, and sometimes they get away from us. We forget. We lose track of what's really important, but she doesn't. She promotes that, and I honor her for that. We both honor her for that.
Right. And, you know, she's just an amazing person, and she's really indulged in turning things upside down and looking at life differently. And she started this eWomen Network, eWomenNetwork.com, by the way. Go and check it out. Just amazing things. She's got a big, big event coming up in August. Every year, August, the same big, big event. I know mm-hmm. she does thousands throughout the year, smaller events. But a big event that she's promoting right now in 30 cities. So that's an incredible. But, you know, she started or reinvented or rewrote her story at 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And young kids at the time. And, you know, she demolishes all excuses that other people may put out there in terms of why they can't do things. So, again, having people like a Sandra, like a Barry, like all the other guests, amazing guests that we've had, they all had things similar to everybody that listens, including ourselves, Alan, that have come up in life. Mm-hmm. But because they had a magnificent obsession with what they really, really wanted, they continued to find ways to have that come into their lives. And it was just, it was a great story she has. It was a great show. And I just love her to pieces. She's just so amazing. And we're going to make every effort ourselves to be at our August event, even though it's
absolutely
95% women
yeah.
at the show. But it's growing in popularity with the men as well, and I think it's just amazing. So who knows what it'll be called in the future as more men show up. But maybe it'll be epeoplenetwork.com or something like that. Who knows? Did I just give you a good idea? I don't know. Listen, great show. Stay tuned. But the show right after, so she's number 27.
She's number 27, correct.
That's right. So show number 28. Oh, man. Was this not a lot of fun? Lady Balls was in the house.
Yes, she was definitely in the house.
You know, and people are probably going, what the what?
What are you talking
did he just
about?
Say, did he just say Lady Balls?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I did.
Said.
I said it. And it's a great book, by the way. So go check it out on Amazon. Fantastic. But the guest who wrote it, Jody Jealous.
Jody Jealous.
What an awesome, awesome person. She is so full of life and just says it like it is living what she, you know, wants, and just charismatic and empathetic and compassionate along the way. Definitely knows where she comes from, battled through that and struggled through that as a single mom at one point in her life. And just, you know, unbelievable story of her drive, you know, over the last 14 years, and just an amazing, you know, 20s. She's, you know, very wild and gone out and had some fun, but very cultured at the same time. And she flew around the world and she's done a lot of great things. But she also accumulated a lot of crazy debt along that way. And just, again, had a repurpose of the things she learned when she hit 30 years old and was going to become a mom. And 8 years later has created an amazing business and is all over the world and just incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible
story. She's
got her story.
Stuff together. And, you know, you talked about her journey when she was out, you know, increasing the debt on her car, learning about the world. And she had to overcome something that a lot of critics were pointing her way. And I don't remember if the critics were family, friends, and associates or if they were professionals. But she said, and I wrote it down, she said, everybody considered her boobs and heels.
Right.
And they told her that she would really never, ever be taken seriously.
Well, and
she's pretty serious now, folks. And I got to tell you, you're going to love this gal. She has got a lot of life. And it's the right kind of focus. I admire where she's come from and what she's doing and the value that she is dropping on people everywhere she goes. Quite impressive. Don't miss that. I mean, we're talking about all the people on her show. Don't miss it. But
for sure,
the variety of life that's happening with the people on our shows is fantastic. And I know that everybody's going to get a little something out of everything.
Absolutely. And her why changed along the way. And she talked about that, you know, at 30 years old, her why was, you know, her children. And yet she kept pushing through. She has a great program called Boom 2.0.
Oh.
You can probably Google that and find that really easy. And she teaches people how to launch an online TV show, which is really cool. And she's done that successfully. And she journals and she really gets into things. And she's honest and transparent. You know, she has rough days. In fact, she came on feeling a little bit, you know, like world's coming down on her until we reminded her how awesome she is.
Some shoes.
And it changed everything. And I know she came out later that day and did an awesome live event on Facebook. Hey, listen, Jody, great job. You're amazing. So you're number 28.
She's number 28.
Number 28 that's coming this weekend. So pay attention and go check out Lady Balls, you know, on Amazon. You're going to just... probably because I love saying
it. It's a great book.
It's a great book. And she talked about something very important as well. And we'll just make a mention. Her one bold move was just pick something that scares the crap out of you and just go do it.
Go do it.
Right?
Yeah.
I love that perspective. Man, oh man, that's just, anyway, amazing people and just incredible shows to date, which brings us to our fourth show. So this is a big week for us.
This is a big week.
Man,
big week.
Are you scared
yet?
It's a horrible week. Are you frightened?
Well, I'm getting, you probably can't, maybe you can't, I'm getting goosebumps at the, it's almost a little speechless here, which is unusual for me.
Yes.
I like the value of product and the people that are on the show. And I love, we're just taking a month now of guests and putting them into 2 days.
I love it.
And I'm excited about what that's going to create as a roadmap and a runway.
As a workload.
And talk about exponential growth.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's, hey, listen, it's, are we ready? Yeah. Are we ready for
we're
this?
We're ready. We're ready, especially what we're, with what we're going to be announcing here in just a minute.
Are you doing the same thing Alan and I are doing and shaking our head? We're ready for this, and I know you're ready for it. We're bringing the boom, just to use Jody's perspective. We're bringing the boom. So listen, we have another show, and what a great gentleman this guy is.
Great
and
guy.
Definitely walks the talk. In fact, he's so well connected with himself that he went out and did a lot of change, you know, to the things that he created in his life, and came from the corporate world, you know, even was working with the government, and, you know, had a parental leave, and decided that, you know, based on and you can hear the show, and he'll be number 29, Dan Lefebvre. DanLefebvre.com. You can actually check him out. But number 29. And he has a book called Stepping Stones to Success. And I believe with Jack Canfield and Deepak Chopra. Really great book. And he took a parental leave and bumped into things along the way. And someone said to him, "You would make a great coach." And he goes, "Huh?" And the way things went, didn't it?
He didn't look at himself that way, but if he hadn't gone on parental leave and looked at life a little differently and been exposed to that,
right?
Wouldn't have happened.
Right. So everything happens for a reason.
Sure.
Good, bad, ugly, that's your own choice to which way you want to look at it. But what I've learned through life is that if you look at everything as a way to pivot, no matter what it is, crack the champagne, as my mentor always says, even if it's the worst thing that can land on your lap, it means something greater than what your perception is, because we're limited on knowing what is going on in our lives. You have to trust that. And when you do, you'll look at life, you know, to quote Sandra Yancey, you'll turn it upside down and you'll have a look, you'll see something different. And listen, folks, do that. Try that technique and turn it upside down, have a different look at it. And then what I always recommend, just park it. Park the problem. Just get used to parking the problem. It's going to be there either way. But what my experience tells me and the things that have gone on, if you park it and you come back to it, first of all, you'll come back with a level head and you'll be able to look at things differently. As long as you're not pondering on the worst case scenarios and you actually allow it to permeate, and you can face the fear and know that, hey, if you give it energy, it's going to persist. If you continue, you know, to just leave it alone, it'll be there. But when you come back, you'll be a stronger minded person and you'll be able to, you know, achieve greater results. And
very
better
yet,
you never know what can bump into you along that way. And
right.
We see so much evidence, Alan, in our show of those circumstances that, listen, most people would run away with their tail tucked between their legs in all of the circumstances that every one of our guests have gone through, including you and I.
Exactly.
They would just hide. But what we're telling you, folks, is you don't have to. Get excited and have an opportunity to go after that which you want, even though things may seemingly be getting in the way. It's a guiding light. It's just a way to pivot.
Well, it is, and I love that term, and I know some of our guests are using your coined term of pivot as it's a great marketing tool and a great expression tool, and I love it because it what did Sandra say? It was an active action,
right?
An energy giving thing, and it's okay, people. It's okay to be a little scared, and it's okay to not know where you're going. But don't let that stop you. And historically, I think in our lives, we let those barriers become true barriers, and we don't allow ourselves to get past that because we have excuses as to why we shouldn't do it, that we have other things in our life that are more important. So we put asunder, you know, the opportunities that might arise, and it's okay to work past and work through those things. Everybody that's been on this show is a testament to that fact.
Right.
And, you know, they may or may not have arrived in your mind and the listeners' minds, and that's okay. It's their journey, and they're continuing their journey. Nobody's arrived. They're continuing their journey, and they're continually putting themselves in a position where they must grow.
Right.
and they must provide. So it's an ongoing, you know, accept the effort, and it's an ongoing piece. And don't be scared of it. Get excited about what's ahead.
Absolutely. Let's do a little exercise.
Okay.
Why not?
Why not?
Let's do it.
I have no idea what Chris is going to say.
I know you don't.
So let's just do it.
So look behind you right now, yourself, okay. Alan included.
Okay.
And I'll look behind me, and the audience look behind yourself and see what's there.
Okay.
The minute you turn around, do you believe that that is still there, that which you saw? Alan?
Yes.
Okay, great. So why do you believe that?
Because I trust my eyes.
Hmm. So what if it wasn't there when you turned around?
Hmm. It would make me think, what do I not know?
Well, we trust our eyes. So, you know, therefore, when you look behind you and you see what's there, you trust that it's always been there.
Right.
So when you now can take a perspective of, you know, that, which that little exercise we did, and you can turn your head and create something in your own imagination, what's the difference between seeing it with your eyes or your imagination? And looking at life and creating, because we create the same way. I mean, you just trust you saw it because you turned around and looked at it. But
how
do you know it's not there now or it is there now?
I don't.
You believe.
Yeah, I trust.
Right.
I use a little hindsight bias in the process.
So we can do the same with things that aren't there yet. And it may be a little hard to wrap your head around this right now, but when you get really good at believing that which you want, because you, first of all, know that you want it, and you know why you want it, and you know the feeling that it's going to bring to you, then that same exercise I do all the time. So I create in my imagination the things that I want. I look behind me, it's not there. But when I turn around, I actually start to look in my own mind that it is there. And I can trust when I turn around again, and I'm not talking, you know, turning around at that moment in time.
Draw
your attention to the fact that when I'm ready to turn around, it will be there.
It'll be there.
When I'm ready. And that means I've built the belief, I've taken some actions, I continue to persist forward, and anything that comes in the way, I pivot along that road. Mm-hmm. And when I turn around at some point, I will know it's going to be there. Because I know. And that exercise, by looking behind yourself, seeing what it is that you put your attention on, knowing that is there, is the exact same thing as creating anything going forward in your life that you want to be there when you turn your head around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have
Good
to
get
some time.
Right.
And time is something that, you know, again, people get impatient. But I've known in my life that if you just create the space and you continue to move forward no matter what happens and you practice this, you'll get better at better turning around, imagining what you want to see, and then the space between that happening and showing up is going to get shorter and shorter.
Yeah, I was just going to say that maturation time is going to decrease.
Yeah. So anyway, that was just a little exercise I wanted to throw out there and give you some perspective on things that, listen, we're very powerful. We've got a powerful mind. And this is good evidence, you know, this show in particular, about why we want to bring certain individuals that have been in your shoes, you know, that being the audience, ourselves, Alan included, and looking at the things that we want to, you know, have in our lives. And, you know, again, we all have to go through our own karma and work and all the other things that come along with that. But it is going to take some practice. So anyway, I just wanted to do that exercise. But for example, and what really brought that up is, again, Dan looked at his life and he started to imagine the things based on taking that small time out in his life for parental leave. And, you know, started creating an amazing business and an opportunity to help others do the same thing. And that's really cool. So big, Big hands up for Dan. He takes bold moves, and he certainly helps a lot of people out there. And he's got some great perspective. He's now part of the. He talked about the 5 a.m. club.
Which
is really cool, and that's a cool book. Robin Sharma, I believe. That was just and what was his bold move? I do believe, if I remember.
His bold move, he said, is have a morning success ritual.
There you go.
Kickstart your day. Wake up productive. Keep seeking success. And this is a really key thing. Give yourself thoughts to work on overnight. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, put something positive in there. Don't watch the news, for crying out loud, before you go to bed.
Yeah, right before you go to bed.
Put something positive in there. Give yourself a challenge. And you don't have to have the answer to it, but your mind's going to work on it while you sleep.
Right.
And it's going to be thinking about it. And you're going to wake up with probably a different perspective. Now, that requires some habit and requires, you know, some foresight. And that's all great. But Dan, you know, focuses his life on seek to make a contribution first. And so he puts himself out there first, and he knows that that's going to resonate, and he knows he's going to receive, in probably compounded effect. But that's not his focus. His focus is to always contribute first, and I think that's probably something that comes from a lot of different things. But being on a parental leave and having new children, that probably first and foremost. Is contributing to something bigger than yourself, or contributing to something other first, mm-hmm. before thinking about yourself. And I think that's a parental mindset that happens as well.
Right.
So big shout out to Dan, and go have a look at his site and check out his material, and listen to this podcast interview we have with him.
Yeah, number 29.
Number 29. Yeah.
29. So yeah. Again, thanks for going back and forth, Alan. We always have fun doing this, and we have great shows. But the shows with the guests are just so informative, and when you think about it, it motivates my day, and I know it's really challenges you as well to think, you know, along those lines and come up with new things you can do in your life. Really excited that we have opportunities to have these type of people on, because they're mm-hmm. teaching me so much, and I know they're teaching our audience, because we just keep getting more comments and ratings from people. So on that note, Alan, I did want to ask you one question.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I'm going to put you right on the spot.
Yeah, no, go for it.
So people have asked us, Alan, what's our mission? What are we trying to do? And I think this is a good time to, end the show so people can really understand what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talk about it, we plant seeds, but just as of recent, we've been attracting some pretty popular, I'll put it that mm-hmm. way, popular people. Very popular in that regard. So they've been asking us what we do. So why don't you tell everybody listening, really what this is all about?
Okay. Glad to. And thanks for the segue. Yeah, we started this, and continue to have this podcast as a way to bring educational content to our listener base, because that's why we did it. But we also have, active businesses behind this, and we're combining our efforts. And people have been asking behind the scenes, you got a great podcast, you're doing these things. What are you guys all about? And I think it's probably about time that we talk about that. And before we, though, talk about what our mission and our purpose is, I want to talk about just real quickly, the need and the opportunity that we're working towards, what we see in the marketplace that we want to contribute to. And some of our mentors, we're leaning towards being disruptors in our category. And what does that really mean? Well, disruptor is somebody who takes the norm and shakes it up a little bit to create something better, something easier, something more profound, something much broader and much more beneficial to the masses than what currently exists. And that's it's a challenge to do that, but it's also a big exercise and a worthwhile goal. And, talking about disruption, there's a lot of disruption of, shall we say, products and tools and tangible services that solve some global consumer challenges, you know, that support, you know, emerging opportunities as well. However, the field of personal development, what we're talking about now, the concepts and the focus behind our guests, you know, we can focus and invest in the entrepreneur, you know, that mentality, you know, is what I would say is mired in some old traditional best practices, and it's really ill-equipped to boldly, and I want to hold on that word, boldly serve the rising demands that are happening in this marketplace, and it's falling into what we want to call the growth gap. And I think that's probably very true. It is an opportunity for us to be able to dig out of permeated, you know, concepts of how personal development is being approached to the, especially to the entrepreneur. And that leads to what we are doing as our mission and our purpose. And I'm just going to read it because sure. I think it's very clear that people understand it. And here's what we do, guys. If you're asking and want to know why we are doing what we're doing, this is it. And it's probably going to be different than what you think. We teach, Chris and I teach emerging and experienced entrepreneurs unique and raw insights on what it takes to be economically, intellectually, and consciously competent, how to be relevant and visible to growing populations, and how to leverage their needle mover knowledge to solve local and global challenges by developing new to market businesses. Now, that's it's a much bigger mission, and it's bigger than Chris and I, and our first approach at that, at solving for that, is in fact this podcast. And what we're finding is that it's not only a resonating concept with those that we are following, it's becoming a necessary change agent in our growth and our mission and what we're bringing. So, Chris, thanks for that segue. But I think that's going to give our audience a little bit of clearer understanding of who we are, what we're doing, and the direction we're taking. And they're going to, I think, see a little bit better why we're bringing on the particular guests that we are.
Right. And thanks for that, Alan. You definitely nailed it and, you know, communicated exactly the mission and what's going on out there in the world from a need and opportunity. So thank you for doing that. Folks, you know, all good things come to an end. The show has been great, and I'm really excited about the new format and things that, you know, Alan and I are working on to bring more information to you, the audience, so that you can go out there and create the life you really, really want with some information that you might get from, you know, one or two guests. All guests have obviously amazing information to share, but the purpose is to bring variety so that you can learn from someone who you really resonate with. And, you know, everybody has someone they like to emulate and associate with or learn from. And I think that, you know, as we continue to grow our guest list, you're going to have, you know, a plethora of opportunities because, you know, by the end of this year, based on our new format, I mean, we're going to have hundreds of amazing people that are needle movers, change makers, influencers, just awesome people that are out there, you know, doing that for others. And what a format to come on and give some really key, you know, what I like to call golden nuggets of information that can, you know, create that epiphany in life for those who listen and certainly us too. I mean, we get so many ideas, Alan, just from talking to these brilliant people. Brilliant.
Well, we do. And, you know, part of what we're doing here is these podcasts are bringing information and kind of purpose to what we're trying to achieve as far as a business association. But we're also looking at the bigger picture. We're also looking about, you know, at the rising billions that are coming on board and how you and I are going to help influence and kind of disrupt what's going on in the entrepreneur space to reach those people, and how we're going to do that and how we're going to associate and market, and how we're going to use some of the newest technology on the face of the planet that is connecting people all over the world. Is exciting. We're going to talk more about that in future podcasts. But get excited, people, because the technology that is emerging right now that's going to allow people to connect all over the world simultaneously at any square foot on the face of the planet at extremely high rates is exciting. And what's happening to companies and organizations globally that are jumping on that bandwagon.
Oh, it's amazing.
Us included.
Amazing. So on that note, everybody, thank you so much for being here. Come to iTunes, check out all the show numbers we just talked about with the different guests. Come and do some ratings, comments. Alan, always a pleasure. You're awesome. And thank you so much for giving us that insight today. And thanks for always being, an influence in my life as well. So thank you.
Well, likewise. And like I said, I'm humbled every day to be working with you. It is an honor, and I don't forget that. And we joke a lot, and we have a lot of fun, but I really do. I really love you as a person, and I love what we're doing here. I feel very honored. And so anyway, with that note, without getting too emotional, here we go. Take
yes.
it away.
Well, I'm just wiping the tears from my eyes. Alan, you're awesome. And everybody, wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.